All right, taking meditation postures for this exercise relating to ourselves with self-compassion that begins on page 14 of our workbook. We've got our workbook open in front of us, pen, pencil at the ready, and let's just sit for a moment. Do as we did earlier, ground ourselves at the feet, the bottom, the hands, feeling the breathing, and recalling our intentions for being here, for practicing, as best we can to intend to approach ourselves in the exercise with an open-heartedness, with kindness, giving ourselves a bit of soothing touch to connect with that a little more deeply. Letting our hands rest in our laps. And just feeling body for a few moments, body breathing. And so now, listening to the first question relating to ourselves with self-compassion, just listen before you start writing. Try to think about a current struggle you're having, one that's not too serious. So in terms of gauging it, let it be a 3 or 4 out of 10 in severity. Not anything over 5, or you'll, because when we go into a difficulty, it balloons outwards. It gets a little stronger before it gets better. Respecting that. So some life situation, maybe trouble at work or in a relationship, something you may have regret having done. Or maybe it's even your relationship with yourself to engage with self-compassion. Can you, though, zero in on a moment in time and the who, the what, the where, and the when of it all? Who, what, where, and when? And leave off why. Let go of why. So take a minute now and record on page 14 the situation. You'll see a nice good space for it. And take a few moments to finish that off. You just want the bare facts here. Almost like doing a thought record. And when you've got the who, the what, the where, and the when, then just come back to body sitting, feeling the ground, feeling the breath. And then asking yourself, what am I feeling? What are some of the moods that are popping up as I recall this? And what are some of the thoughts? What am I thinking about it? So again, it's a little bit like a thought record, right? Where we're opening to the emotions and then the thoughts. So take a few moments at the top of 15 to make some notes here. Maybe some ways in which you might be catastrophizing, getting lost in a storyline, perseverating. That's what's meant by running away with it. Maybe taking over your life, even in a little way. Let yourself include any distorted thoughts. It's okay. We need to know. And take a half a minute more for that. And then finish up with that and then ground again back into body. Feeling the breath. These pauses in between the steps are very important so that we don't get overwhelmed, right? Grounding. And so see if you can mindfully acknowledge the pain of the situation, no more, no less than it is. Maybe hand to the heart here. See if you can validate the situation. Validate the difficulties you're having, the difficult thoughts, the difficult emotions. So we're not writing yet. Let's just do this inwardly first. Maybe some new emotions are showing up as you validate. Oh, this is difficult. This is challenging. And then at the bottom of page 15, now make some notes. What's it like to validate? What words did you use? Did other feelings come up? So take a minute for that. and take a few more moments to finish up that writing. And coming back to just sitting and grounding, feeling body, feeling your hands in your lap, your feet touching the earth, supported by the earth, your bottom too. Maybe you've got some soothing touch to help with grounding. Breathe into it. Now beginning to ask, how am I feeling isolated by this situation? As if I'm the only one, that others haven't experienced similar experiences. And can you now remind yourself of the common humanity of the situation? How normal it is to have feelings like this? That across the globe there may be actually millions who are feeling the same feelings as you, different situations, but same feelings. Can we acknowledge the common humanity? So hand to the heart again. Others feel this too. I am not alone. It's natural to feel this. And then in the silence coming, on page 16, there are two blank spots there for you to do a bit of writing. So that's all on page 16. And so finishing off with page 16, let's pause now. Come back to body, to breathing, grounding ourselves. And asking ourselves again about the thoughts that may be showing up in self-judgments, even name-calling. Being aware of them, hand to the heart as you are, or other soothing touch spot. And as you become aware of them, can you be aware of the suffering in this name-calling, this judging, and begin to offer yourself some words of kindness? What might you say to a good friend who was experiencing this? Or what would someone you trust say to you? And then in the next minute or so, on page 17, you can write some of those thoughts, those judgments, even the name calling. And then in the bottom part of page 17, write some of these words of kindness that you've been expressing to yourself, even composing a little letter to yourself, a compassionate letter. So take a couple of minutes for that. Begin to finish up your kind letter to yourself. It might not feel done. You can do more writing later. And now let's just come back to grounding ourselves in body and breathing. maybe hand to the heart or other soothing touch spot. And noticing how you're feeling now in body, mind, and heart. And if there's a bit of ease, can you savor that feeling of ease, of caring for yourself? If you're feeling uncomfortable by the whole exercise, can you give yourself kindness for that, knowing that's not unusual? Others may feel this too. And encourage yourself to learn at your own pace. It takes time to learn new habits. And then on page 18, making a few last notes for yourself to finish off the exercise. And finishing up with that now. And let's wrap up the exercise together with feeling once again this body, this breath, nicely grounded and supported through it all. And listening to the bells to finish.